And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. Don't argue with me. It's this one. It's Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, speaking of covering a lot of ground, so this morning the lovely Charlene and I were talking, and I was just talking about the show and what I'm putting together for the show and talking about early voting and, you know, efforts made to bring in the votes. And she said, you remember Donna's been over there knocking doors in Georgia? Well, our good friend Donna Barnes is one of those people who does not sit still very often, and she gets busy. And so Donna Barnes, who we've had the pleasure of knowing for over a decade, decided she was going to go from Alabama to Georgia and knock on doors and encourage the vote. And sure enough, she's on the phone with us right now. My friend Donna Barnes, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm good. I am good. Well, are you back in the great heart of Dixie here in Alabama? Are you back home?
I am. I got home yesterday evening and went over there Wednesday. You know, spent Thursday through Monday morning knocking on doors, and then got back Monday evening.
Were you part of the State Republican Party's task force?
Yeah, it's called the Mighty Alabama Strike Force.
That's what it's called.
And Joan remember her last name. But, yes, she's over it, and she's done it for a number of elections. And I went in 2016 and 2020, and then those were both in Florida. And then this time around, we were sent to Georgia.
Well, so you were there for how many days, you said?
Well, I was there Wednesday, and then we knocked on doors Thursday through Monday.
Wow.
And wow. Yep. So we covered, so my group, you know, they had groups going in the beginning of October, and they were there like a week or more, and then we were sent to several different counties that would be most effective throughout Georgia. And then my group, I went with the later group, and there were 12 in our group, but some of them had 15, 20, 25. But my particular one had, there was 12 in ours.
Well, so what counties did you wind up door knocking in?
We were in Kennesaw, so we were in Cherokee, and I believe it was like around Ackworth and places like that.
Yeah.
So Kennesaw, and we went up kind of north, and the point was we downloaded an app that showed registered Republican houses.
Yeah.
And the point was to get out the vote, not to try to knock on just anybody's house.
Right.
And convince them to vote Republican or vote for Trump.
So what was the response? Were you seeing, generally speaking, a positive response? Were people already planning on voting or had already voted? Or were there people like oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me. What'd you see?
Well, we had, as they said, they were right. They said only about 10%, you know, come to the door. They're either not home or they don't, you know, they don't want to answer. But of that 10%, probably two-thirds were Trump fans and had already voted, or on Thursday and Friday we helped them to know where to go for early voting if they hadn't already. And then Saturday and Sunday and Monday morning we were just talking to them about coming out Tuesday. But the ones probably a third to half, well, no, I want to say a half at least, that had voted for Trump or going to vote for Trump, they were super enthusiastic. I mean, they were just, and they thanked us for what we were doing. They were happy we were going around doing it. They had, you know, they were, that's what we really liked, was how enthusiastic, because so we knew that flowed over to their friends and, you know, other people as far as, you know, wanting people to get out there and vote for Trump. So that's, and even when we would, like, run to the gas station, you know, for a break or something, or even around the hotel, there were several people that asked us what our shirts meant, the Alabama Strike Force, and we would tell them, and they, too, were enthusiastic for Trump.
Wow.
So the vast majority of people that we came in contact, now, we had some that weren't happy and didn't want to talk to us and all that. There, you know, some of the doors, so I don't know if a registered Republican didn't live there anymore, or they didn't like Trump, or they were just tired of people knocking on their doors. Well, could have been any of those.
Either way, I think it's awesome y'all did that. And let me ask you, I mean, so in 2020's election, Georgia got a little bit of a bad reputation. So the nation, Republican nation, sort of had a bad taste in their mouth about some of the states. Georgia was on that list. Was there a sense that Georgians were like more game on and ready to make sure their reputation was brought forward?
Oh, absolutely. I really do have that impression. And then they mentioned a couple of things going on, like our head person, Kimberly. She was our captain, but that it sounded like they were working on getting it. But the people that were Trump fans, several of them mentioned they felt like it was going to be a landslide and that Trump wouldn't have any problem, you know, because of their enthusiasm and other people that they knew. We'll see. But that was their impression.
Well, so let me ask you this part, too. Did you see, like when you're out there driving neighborhoods, and I realize you were doing selected doors, which we did in my campaign. I remember that. We call them the walk books, where you'd have a walk book and it would tell you, these are known Republican voters, knock on theirs to get out the vote. But you're still walking through neighborhoods and there's campaign signs. Did you see a lot of Harris-Waltz campaign signs when you were out and about?
Very few.
Wow.
Very few. We saw a lot of Trump ones and plus the app that we had, not only did it show registered Republicans, it was supposed to let us know which ones hadn't voted yet. Now, they were behind a day or two, so hence, yes, we did see a fair amount that had already voted. But there were a lot of Trump signs out in the neighborhoods and along the street. And we saw very few Harris signs, very few.
Well, that's a good idea. A good thing. It's a good notion to think that there's maybe not as much enthusiasm for the Harris-Waltz campaign in Georgia. I'd love to see Georgia come back to the red. It's been purple for a few years.
Too.
I mean, it doesn't feel right sitting here in Alabama with the idea that there's two Democrat senators next door to us in Georgia of all places. It just doesn't feel like there's some kind of imbalance in the space-time continuum. I don't know how to explain it, but it just doesn't seem right. Yeah. Well, so, all right, you're back home. Well, did you vote yet?
Oh, yes. I went first thing this morning. I sure did.
Where do you vote?
I wore my Trump shirt. I vote on the Riddles Bend Fire Department.
Oh, yeah. Well, how was the line out there?
It was fun. It was one of the few times I couldn't park next to the fire department. I had to park across the street at the church, but then when I went in, I was able to get it pretty quick. But that's just, we don't have a lot of people down this way.
Well,
so it wasn't very, very hard at all. But I did want to give you a number.
Yeah.
Back to Georgia.
Yeah.
We had, there was 12 of us, but at times there were only 10, you know, for various reasons. But as a total, we've knocked on over 5,700 doors.
Wow.
During the days that we were there.
Wow.
I just wanted to throw that out there because that's pretty impressive of what we did. And we were pretty much, we went from like 9 to 4 walking, hilly streets, tall driveways, lots of steps, and with a break for lunch. So, we went at it hard, but it was very, rewarding and we enjoyed it.
Well, if you've got a picture of the mighty Alabama Strike Force, wearing your shirt somewhere, just text it over to me. I'd love to see it and put it out on social media. But
okay.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. And this is what I know you to be. You're a doer, and you always have been. So thank you for continuing to be a doer for the cause. And I look forward to seeing Georgia tonight, and I'll know that you had your handprints on it.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Donna Barnes. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
All right. See you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's just cool. Listen, there's people like that that are doing things nationwide. When I used to work for Young Life Ministries, I had a sign on my wall above my desk. It said that volunteers are a gift from God, and they are. And I hope Donna, who just called in, she's a nurse. She's a highly skilled nurse, too. And if I recollect right, she was a travel nurse for quite a while. She's highly educated. She's got a job. She works hard, and she took time off from all of that to be unpaid and go knock on doors in another state because she believes in what we're doing. And that's just cool, man. You can't do without people like that. Can't do without people like that at all. Georgia from Summerton, Alabama, texted in, says, second time my son has ever voted, and they were both for Trump. Says, please keep my husband in your prayers, by the way. He's still at UAB. I'm headed back that way right now. I love you guys. Thank you for keeping it. And don't know how much it means to be able to turn on the radio and hear something that's actually truthful. Georgia, blessings on you and your husband. And I pray that the Lord God would keep you and heal him and bless your family in the midst of it. Thank you for raising your son to be a voter. Trey from Madison says, shenanigans have already started in Pennsylvania. Voting machines are jamming up due to a software error. Yeah, it's not widespread. I have seen that. Says MSM News reports that it's a lot of voting machines, that Republican voters are almost getting violent. A little bit overblown on that, not you, Trey, but the report you may be reading. But I am seeing that there are precincts that are having trouble. And they actually had two bomb threats in Georgia. They had a bomb threat, I believe it was at Wisconsin, had some bomb threats.
We also had one station in Michigan had to be evacuated from a gas leak.
Well, it's better than having the building blow up while you're in there voting.
Yeah.
But, wow. I'll tell you what, JP, why don't you check out the Pennsylvania voting software error story and see what you can find on that. Mike from Coxey, Alabama, said, I just voted in Limestone County. There were 17 elections on the ballot to be voted on. 15 has no Democrat running in opposition. Just as well to vote straight ticket Republican. Not many other options, but I'm good with that. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you voting. Mike from Harvest says, voted in and out in 15 minutes. Stephen from Madison says, doesn't matter that the guy voted for Harris so his daughters can get an abortion. If she gets elected, he won't be able to afford it. Wow. Wow. Laying it on thick. And then Mike from Florence says, I ain't scared, but I am worried. Found a credit card statement from September 2020 with a balance of $400. November 21st, I had to retire disabled with a small union pension and the amount of Social Security I was going to be getting. I thought I would be doing pretty good. And then inflation hit. Everything cost more. And now 4 years later, I'm struggling to keep my credit card balance below $15,000. Says Martina McBride saying something about being about more being less or vice versa. Now I know what it means. We have to win this. Mike, blessings on you, brother. Let's go win it. Let's go win it for people like you and get it done.
So I got something on the Pennsylvania software issue. So said that in Cambria County, they extended the voting hours until 10 p.m. Eastern time due to the malfunction, and said that this should not discourage any voters. Anybody who shows up and wants to vote can still write a handwritten vote that will be counted at some point, I guess. And so they've extended the voting times till 10 p.m. to try to account for it, and anybody who shows up can write a ballot, I guess a provisional ballot sort of thing to be counted later on. But
So it's one county, and the machines they're already working again.
Yeah, I was not seeing there if they had it up and working yet, but nevertheless, they're still taking handwritten votes for people who showed up, and if they're not working then when they're there, to be counted out later.
All right, good enough. All right, listen, we got more on this. We're monitoring it, and don't forget, tonight we have a live stream, the Right Side crew. That's me, JP, Butters, Birdman. We're all in the new Right Side studio doing a live stream video, 7:30 to 9:30, with great callers like Katie Britt, AG Steve Marshall, and John Wall from the State Republican Party calling in from Mar-a-Lago. You guys stay tuned. More of this. We'll be right back.